We are on Daf Nun Aleph Amid Aleph. In the middle of the Gemara, just let's start. the says in Shlich Advar Aveir. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, how is it possible to have a Beir Shal Shnei Shlichim? They made a Shliach in Shlich Advar Aveir. And if it is speaking about a tzir that each shutev dug chamisha tvachim, so now you have a beir asara that was dug through two people, so both of them are shutvim in the hezek. So the Gemara says, nistalkaluhu maisa rishin. It's not like that. The second chayfer made before it was a ber shal nezikin, and now it's a ber that's meimis. So through the second chafira nistalke lohu ma'aser rishon. So the first chayfer is potter. So it's not a ber shal shnei shutvim. So then the Gemara says, this kasha, it matters how you ask the kasha. Hanicha le Rebbe, and we're going to go soon into the Machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Hanicha le Rebbe, ulenizokin mashkachas. So according to Rebbe, Rebbe holds, if you had a bear, Reuben dug a bear of chamish tvachim, and then Shimon went and was meiset another chamish tvachim. So Rebbe holds, legabi nizokin, both of them share the tashlumim of the nizokin. So memele, so legabi nizokin, we have a ber shel shnei shutvim if a hezek occurred. Ela leRebbe ulemise, but according to Rebbe, and if the ber was meimis, so then the din is that for mise the Chayfer Hasheni, who made it into a ber hamemis, is chayyeh. So Lagabi Misan, the Mishnah is speaking about, it's going on the previous Mishnah, which is speaking about that the ber yud, that the sher died. So Ulemise, only the second chayfer is chayyeh. Ule Rabbonon, and according to the Rabbonon, which we'll see soon, Bein Lemise, Bein Lenizokim. Rabbanan hold that the Chayfer Hasheni, who made it for a Ber HaMemis, all the responsibilities of the Ber fall on his shoulders. He's Chayv on Nezokin also. So, Afilo by Nezokin, we don't have a Hechetimtze that both should be Chayv. Only the second Chayfer is Chayv. So, Hechimashkach Aslo. Omar Rabbi Yochanan kegoin she'otvu shneyem chuye bebas achash vishlimu ala asor. Let's see what Rashi says. Anicha le Rabbi, da omar le kamon achar shneyem le nizokin. By nizokin, if we have such a case that the Rishon was chayfer five tvachim, the Sheni was chayfer chay tvachim, so Rabbi holds both achayit. They're both of me mechuye. Ela le Rebbe ulemise, the bemise moide, the achen chayev, the loirishen. If it was meimis, so then Rebbe holds that the sole responsibility of mise is only on the second chayfer. So by mise, how do we have a ber shel shnei shutvim hechem hashkachas, lo? The Gemara says, "She'otru shneim shechofa ha'echot tisha, ubo chaveiroi v'siyoi v'okrei bebasachas chuye mikakeisa." So it comes out, became a ber yud al yedei shneim. So that's a ber shel shnei shutvim. So now the Gemara asks, "My Rebbe u'my Rabbana." The Sanya. We learned in Abaraisa, Echad HaChayfer Ber Tisha. One person was Chayfer, a bear that was deep Tisha Tvachim. Ubo Acher, the Hishlima La'asore. and a second person came, was Mashlamit Lasor, Ha'achrein Chayit. So the complete responsibility of what this Boer will do is mutal on the second Chayter, who made it a Boer Shal Misa. Rabbi Yoimer, Rabbi says, Achrein Lemisa. No, the Achrein is only Chayiv if the Boer was Mamis. He made that the Boer is capable of being Mamis. But if it was Mazik, Va'acher Shneim L'Nizokin. But L'Gabi Nizokin, both of them are Chayiv. So the Gemara says, My time with the Rabbana. What is the time of the Rabbanon that the Rabbanon hold that the Achrein is Chayiv for everything? The Oma Akro ki yiftach v'chi yichem. The Pasuk says if a person was a Peseach Boyer, that means there was a Boyer there already, he was Mesalek the Shmire, he's responsible for what occurs. So if he himself is Kairaber, imala psicha chayim ala kriya lekoshke. Ela lahovi kaira acha kaira. Shesilek maisa rishen. But if the first boyer was not tenfachim, and the second one was maisif atefach, so for his kriya, which was not a kriya of yutvachim, was the kriya of a tefach, he's also a labala bur, and he's chayiv for whatever will occur in the bur. So memele, so there's no kavochayma. The whole kavochayma was, if the chiyicha speaking about that the second one made a Boirasore. So then we have a Kalbochema. If a person was a Peseach a Boirasore, he's Chayiv. I've had to give us a Biskoira Boirasore. So the Chachamim said, no, it's speaking about he was Koira one Tefach. There was a Boir test, and he was Koira one Tefach. So he did much less than the Peseach did. But Afal Pikein is Chayiv was my Sekriya, and whatever the Boir will do. So it's a Merdike Chiddush. You can't learn the sound from a Kalbochayma. It's a beautiful vote from the Goyin in Teil Eliyo, in Divrei Eliyo. The Goyin says that according to this Drash, it's very meduyik, we had mentioned yesterday, the first Boyer is Beis Vav Reish. The second Boyer is Beis Reish. So the Goyin, so that's pshat. The chiyiftach ish boyer, a person went and was peseach a boyer yud. That's a boyer molay. Oy chiyiche ish boyer. Chiyiche ish boyer means it says beis reish. It was a boyer chaser. It wasn't yud. It was tes. And he made it into yud. So he's also chayiv. So it's very meduyik. By chiyiche it says boyer chaser. It wasn't a boyer yud. So this is Merumiz in the Pasuk. Rabbi Omaloch. So Rabbi said, this Kasha you're asking, why does it say, Ki Yichre, it's a Kalvachayma of Ki Yiftach, Hanu Mitzvach Tzrichi. We need both Kedamoron Le'el Bepirkin. So the Mizrahi learns Pshat Kedamoron Le'el Bepirkin means, the Gemara made a tzricha. It says, I would think, it says that a kisui helps. I would think, when does a kisui help? If his whole avo was siluk a kisui, the chiyiftach, so then, putting back a kisui will help. But if he dug a boyer, I would think he has to be misalik myself and to stuff up the boyer. So that's why it says, v'chiyiche, not to tell us, legabi chiyuv. That a yichre is chayiv. That's poshach a yichre is chayiv. He's coming to tell us that be ptur, that a kisui will help by a kriya. And if it's a chayichre, I would think only a kair is chayiv, David Maise, chayivtach, I would think Bechal is not chayiv. That's it, it has to say both. Sahano mitzrach tzrichi kedamrino. We said already. So it's not muchach that the vechiyich is coming to tell us a new din of koira acha koira. Verabono. So the Gemara says that the right hack is a bezoi, so it's not schwer. You're saying that vechiyich is miyuter, and I need it legufoi. Nami mitzrach tzrichi. You're right. Alahainu time of the Rabbanon, the time of the Rabbanon is Omakro, ki hiche ish boer, chod veloishnai. Now what is the ish boer coming to tell us? Ish boer is coming to tell us that only one person is chayiv for the kriya. Ish echod veloishnai. So that means if we read between the lines, so the Pasuk is really telling us that there were really two Anoshim who participated in the Kriya Saber, and only one Ish is Mechayev. Only Ish Echad is Mechayev. So that's the Gili Akro. The Gili Akro is that the, out of the two Koirei Abaya, only one of them is Chayiv. And we'll see which one. We'll see later, the one that made it Abaya Shalmise. He's responsible for the Asiyas Abaya. The Rebbe. Oh, so now we have a drash that Ish Echad Veloishnaim, the responsibility lies on one, not on both of them. Ahumi boy like Yiche Ish Boyer Veloisher Boyer. Not the Pasuk is coming to tell us that there were two Anoshim who participated in the Kriyas HaBoyer and only one Ish is Chayiv. It's coming to tell us that the whole Chiyiv of Kriyas HaBoyer is if the Ish was Kaira the Boyer, if his Mammon was Kaira the Boyer, so he's not responsible for the Takol of the Boyer. The Rabbono. So Mamela, so Rebbe is right. So Lamaise, I need this Ishba to be Mamayit Ishba Velay Sherba. So how could I learn out Echad Velay Shnai? The Ishba comes to tell us Velay Sherba. So the Gemara answers, Trei Ishba Ksivi. It says two times Ishba. Bechi Yiftach Ishba, Bechi Yichre Ishba. So from the first Ishbayr I learned Pshat, Ishbayr v'loy Sherbayr. And the second Ishbayr I learned Pshat, that even though we're two Chayfrim, Echad v'loy Shnayim. But not only one of them is Chayf. Rebbe. So now you have Akasha and Rebbe. So we have Take a second Ishbayr to come and tell us that there were, even though there were two Kairi Abayr, only one Kairi is Chayf. The Rebbe, I did the cost of high. The Chayiche is Boer. So the Ish is written there as the Rehita Saloshin. Since we started the Chayivtach is Boer, so it says the Chayiche is Boer. But the Chayiche is Boer is not coming to tell us a Inu Haloche, Echad Veloi Shnayim. Echad Veloi Beis, let us see Rashi. Miyataikro l'rishayim k'demaforish l'kamei. See later that the Pasuk is coming to tell us one of the two is chayiv and the one is the second one, not the first one. V'chi miyatei l'nezikin miyatei. Now, if the Pasuk is coming to tell us that the first one is potter, it's only coming to tell us he's potter from nezikin. Yisicha didn't make a shir misa, so al kolchach. The Pasuk is coming to tell us, even though in the Zikin, the first one, Zikha was mishtatef in Aber Shal Nezikin, afal pikein, the chiv tashlum in the Zikin goes over to the second one. Back to Gemara. Fine. So now we understand the makir of the Chachamim, that the Chachamim hold
that there's a chiyuv, a filler the gabi nizokin on one of them. Fracting mollifying. I mean, my de la chiyuv e basre, how do you know that I have two mishtatvim in the kriyas haber, two mishtatvim in the hezek that eventually came out, so how did the chachamim know that the chiyuv tashlumim is on the chayfer hasheni? Dume le chiyuv e kame, maybe the echod v'leshnai means the first one is mechuyev. So the Gemara says, Leisal kedaitach, the oma kro vahameis yi eloi. So the pasuk speaks about that the shir died, and ahu de ka'ovid mise. So the pasuk is coming to tell us that the one who made the shir mise, he takes over the echad v'loshnaim, he takes over the tashlum in the zokin. Frekte Gemara v'hai v'hameis yi eloi mi boi lelich terovet. I need the v'hameis yi eloi for a different purpose. To tell me the din of rove, the omar rove, sher psulei amugdoshim shenofa lebeir. For sher psulei amugdoshim, a balmum shenivde, or a b'chir balmum, shenofa lebeir, is potter shenema v'hameis yi eloi, The only chiyuv of bayir is if that which fell into the bayir is the bailam can derive benefit from the mace. And that's what the parsha is speaking about. B'misha ha-mace shaloi. Shayim psulei ha-mekdoshim that dies is nothing what you can do with it. So we're memayit. But Maisi Eloi is coming to tell us that Beiris Potter and Sher Psulei HaMekdosh. Omri, so the Gemara answers, V'lav Memele Shamet Mino, Dabehi Da'ovid, Dabehu Da'ovid Misa Askina. In a Chaname, the Drash and a Maisi Eloi, we need to Potter the Baal of Beir and the Sher Psulei HaMekdosh. But from the Ritas Loshen HaParshe, we see that the Pasuk seems to be speaking about the one who was offered Misa. We're speaking about the responsibilities of the one who was offered Misa. That's how the Chachamim know that the one who was offered Misa is Chayiv, is Chayiv, takes over the Echad V'loshnaim. He's the one that takes over. The Chayiv Tashlumim. Rashi, Sher Psulei HaMekdoshim, Kegoin Becher Balmum, Shehu Shel Koyim. Becher Balmum, Dine Bei Sher Reyehu, Oy Sher Kolben Shenofer Bei Mum, Venivde, Dine Bei Sher Reyehu. So, on all other Nezokin, if Asher would be Negeach, would be Achiev Tashlumim, by Boyer is Potter and the Sher Psulei HaMekdoshim, even though it's Sher Ayayu, receive a mace yi aloi, mi sheroi loi lahacho leveilose leklovim, yotza ze, nahoch emrinim bebchoyres, and how do I know that a Sher Psulei HaMekdoshim is not roi lahacho leklovim? Because it says in the Pasuk, Abi Psulei HaMekdoshim Shenivdu, so it says, Tizbach V'loi Gize, you only have a heter shchite, you don't have a heter to be geizes the wool. Basar V'loi Cholov, you only have a heter to eat the basar, not to be derived benefit from the milk. V'yachauta, and you can eat it, V'loi Lovecha. So Memela, we have a limud that Sher Psulei HaMekdoshim Shenivdu is also Lahachil Leklovim. So Memela, if it fell into a Boer, the Boer is Potter, because the Pasuk is only speaking about that the Nofel Shoma Shoyer was Azar Shoyer, that after it dies, the Bala Shoyer can derive benefit from it. Amei Shiyaloi. Lafuki Shabsula Magdoshim that the Bala cannot derive any benefit. And this is a besondere miut by Boy Aval Shayr Shinokroy. What'll be the din if a Shayr was Negeach, a Shayr of Reuven was Negeach a Shayr Psuli Magdoshim of Shimon? Chayev. Meforish Lakami Bipilke. Loch Inoka Psuli Magdoshim. Dilu Kochim Tamim. מהיר יבר אפילו שער שלא קרינה מפות את הרסיב שער היעיר ולא ישער הקדש. So ממילא, that's why he wants to tell us it's a בזונדרה פייטר of בויר דבר is פותם שער פסולה מקדושן even though שער is חייב. So that's why it says פסולה מקדושן which is considered שער היעיר אף על פי כן it's פותר על פעמי שיעלוי. Lav me mele kloimer tarti shamet mine. Let us see Taisvis. Ber shal shnei shutfim eiche mashkach asla. So the Gemara said, if you hold ber bishusay is chayiv, according to Rabbi Kiva, ber bishusay is chayiv, so me mele says, it's very good, that hivke rishusam lehivke ber, and so you have a ber shal shnei shutfim. Ploy boy le meima shif kiru rishuson u boyram. Taisu says the potel kulam ke de frishes ba meniach na like shit is rashi. Rashi holds hivke rishusa ye boy is also chayiv. Taisu says the kash ve masugye. Al kaponim Taisu says the mother didn't want to say it because hivke rishusa ye boy since the chfira was beheter. And ladies, mafkir it, he's not chayiv at all. The only chayiv is ber b'shus haram, that the chvira was b'yisr, or hivke rishus, and lehivke b'yram, so there the chayiv is, because he's a bala b'yr. B'loi b'yr le'meyma k'goyin she'chofar zeh asore v'zeh esrim, da'oma le'kamon de'kulam chayovim. So that would be a push at the case. Like this, the whole din that the second one takes over is if he made it a ber shal misa, so the second one is chayiv. But if it was a ber shal misa to the first one, and the second one also makes a ber shal misa, so then both are chayiv. So Taisu says, this Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnah. We're speaking about a ber asorah, so we have to find a ber shal shnei shutfim by a ber asorah. Ha'achroin chayev, dafko hu bishvil shechidish mishesh lehoye metchila. He said, well, according to the Chachamim, that the Chachamim said that achin is chayev, that's dafke, if they converted it to a ber shal nezikin, to a ber shal misa, then this ber, they're fully responsible for whatever this ber would do. Abol risha in ches, the second one was not meisiv more than the first one, then they equal shutfim. Let's go further. Echod achayfer ber asore, ubo acher bishlim alachof, ubo acher bishlim alishleishim. So I have three chayfrim over here. Each one made a ber asorah. Now we have a ber shal shloish. Kulam chayovim. So all of them are chayiv. Reminu. Faleske kashe. We learned another baraisa. Echad ha-chayfer ber asorah. Ubo acher v'siyid v'kiyay. That means, we'll see, the Boer Asorah was perhaps too wide. The Hevel, we'll see. No, let's not speak about it like that. There was a Boer Asorah. I'm sorry, there was a Boer Asorah. Ubo acher v'siyed v'kiyet. And now, the second person enhanced the Hevel. That means, The more smaller the boir is, the stronger the hevel is. So the second one enhanced the hevel. Ha'achrein chayev. So we have the astira. The first memra says, the first paraisa says, that if you had a boyer that's maimis, and then someone else also made a boyer shemaimis, before it was 10, now it's 20, so both of them are chayiv, so they shoot them in the hezek. The second baraisa says, you had a boyer shemaimis, it was a boyer asore, and the second one enhanced the hevel. Now perhaps it dies quicker, because if the hevel is more concentrated, so it works quicker. So we have a quicker maimis. Mistama by a bear eschem, we also have a quicker maimis. You have more hevel, more chvat. Al koponim, so we have here a stira. The first baraisa says, so since the first one made a bear shehemis, so memela, so both are chayim, they share the tashlumim. And the second one says, the second baraisa says, the complete tashlumim go over to the second one, ha'achin chayim. What does Rashi say? Sayid v'kayid, shemitchil evrochev hoya, loy hoya boy hevel kolka, there wasn't so much hevel, by putting sayid, by being misayid the boil, so now the hevel gets more concentrated, so it's maimis quicker. Kayid also by tziyurim b'kesolim b'tir chasid shetoch boy ha'achin kayid. So the Gemara says leime ho rebi ho rabon. So a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara wanted to say the first baraisa that says they're equal in chiyuvim. That's going according to Rebbe. Rebbe is the one that holds of equality. Rebbe says, afilu, if the first one made a ber test and the second one made a ber yut, even though legabi misa the second is chayv, but legabi nezokin, both of them created a. Some of the second one also enhanced the hezek, because now it's a beryut, but al koponim, was mekar of the hezek, he enhanced the hezek, al koponim, Rebbe holds, but since in hezek, both of them were mishtatef in the hezek, so both pay. So the first barais is going according to Rebbe. Ho rabbono. This is going according to the rabbono. Now here, this is very difficult to understand already. What comparison is this to the Rabbonon? The Rabbonon said that the one that made a Shir Misa is Chayiv. He made it into a Ber Shir Misa. So Memele, he takes complete responsibility of the Ber, Bakal, Mikol, Kerl, pays a Misa, pays on the Zokit. He made it into a different Ber. This is a new type of a Ber. This is a Mamis. He's responsible. But if before it was a Ber Yud, was a beryud already. That's maimis. And there was X amount of hevel, which is maimis. And now he was sayed the wolves, so now there's double X amount of hevel, there's more concentrated hevel. So it's maimis quicker. But where do you see that the chachamim hold that he's responsible? How did the Gemara see this? Well, let's see Rashi, and then we'll see Pshat. Lei mahodik toni chayom Rebbe. Doma leo gabi chayfa bayo tisha oyo vavid boi shir neziken. Da havi shutef ben neziken. So da havi shutef ben neziken. The first one made a shir neziken, so he's a shutef with the second one in neziken. We both made neziken. Bahoche dovdi kamoi shir mise. Here, the first one made a bayo esa, and the second made esrim. Havikulam shutvim betashlumei misa. So the first barais is going according to Rebbe. Bahodik toni achim chayev v'rishim pota rabbona tadaike ish echad v'loi shnayim. So affects the Teres Chaim, but ish echad v'loi shnayim is Ahu the of the Misa, we said. We said the Echad is the one that makes Misa. Here both made Misa. So how do you say the Echad v'loy lishnai? Zogt der Teures Chaim, Taime der Rabbonne, the Gemara held now, Lav Taime koma, it's not a reason. Mishum da Ovid Misa Chayim, not because he made it a Ber Shememis before it was only a Mazik and now it's a Memis. That's not, Ovid of the Misa is not a reason for Chayim. Ela Simne Baalme, the who da Ovid Misa da Haina Basre Chayim. The who is, I have a Posik Echot Veloishnayim, the Echot who made them the Misa. Not because he made the Misa, the one who made the Misa. So what does that mean? So that's, it means as follows. Before there was X amount of Hevel in the Boil. And if you have X amount of Hevel, so let us say it takes 10 minutes for the Behemoth to die. X amount of Hevel. Now the second one was Sayyid. So now the Misa that came about, you have a double X amount of Hevel. So now the Misa is, took 5 minutes. There's more hevel, so the misa that lemaisa occurred. Who made the misa? The second one made the misa. The misa lemaisa that occurred, what came about with the second one? The first one, would have been alive after 5 minutes. It would take 10 minutes for it to die. The second one made the misa that occurred. So the Teres Chaim, that was the Havamin of the Gemara. Ahu da Ovid Misa, the Misa that Lamaisa occurred, he's the one that's Chaim. I have examples that cost of Echad V'Loishnai. So till now we're learning it's a reason. We put the whole, sole responsibility on that Echad because he made it into a Boyer Shel Misa. Now the Gemara understood it as I. I hear Rabbi Raisa that says Sayyid V'Kayim is also Chayim. So you can't say that he made it a Ber Shal Misa, because the first one also made it a Ber Shal Misa. So it's not a reason, it's a simen. The one who Bepoyel made it, who brought about the Misa that occurred, that created a double Hevel, which brought about a Misa in 5 minutes, the Misa that occurred, the second one was the one that made this, he's the one that pays. It's not a reason, it's a simen. So Rav Zib wanted to say no. You're saying Merdik Echidushim in the Rabbonon. Ho Rabbonon. No, I'll tell you differently. The Rabbonon don't hold such a thing. Merdik Echidush that you tell me according to Rabbonon also if a person made Luvim made a Ber Yud and Shimon made a Ber Chof, so Shimon is Chai because again by a Ber Chof you have double Hevel. So double Hevel, so the one, so is it died in 5 minutes? So Mamela, the one, the Misa that Bapayel occurred, he's responsible. Nah, there's no such thing. There's no such reason. He made the Misa Bapayel. Lamaisa in such a case, the Rabbanan will also be Mechai. The Rabbanan only hold, if he's the Baal HaMisa, if he's the one that made it, then we put the complete response. So he made a whole new type of a Ber before there was a Mazik and now it's a Memis. That's the Svar of the Rabbanah. But Hava Rabbanah, I'll tell you both Baraises go according to the Rabbanah. Ad kan loy kamre Rabbanan achen chayev ala heiche deloy ovet kamre shem misa. If the first one, the Rabbanah, they say that the achen is chayev, if the first one made test, the second one made yud. So Mamel they said, so the second one made it into a ber hamemis. So then the halacha is that all the responsibilities, whatever will occur with this bar, is echad v'loishnayim, the echad who made it into a bar ha-meimis takes over all responsibilities. Avol ha-echad ovet kamo shir mise, but in the case of the first baraisa, that in the first baraisa, the first one made yud, so he made a shir mise. And the second one made chav, afil rabbonim made the kulon chayov. Correct the Gemara, fine. I understand you very well. You're saying this lomdis that Ovid Shir Misa is a sibbe, because he made it a beramemis, and that's why in the first case, the rabbonim will be made the both achayiv. Correct the Gemara, so hov ha rabbonim. But what's with the sefer, the second baraisa? Vosayid vikayid. The ka'ovid kamo shemisa. The first one made up by yud. Uktoni achayim chayim. So how could that go according to Rabban? You just told me a shtik teire. If it was a shir misa before, so then they pay bishutvis. And he says achayim chayim. Omri, so the mother says, no, you're learning long pshat. Hosom shloi hoya by hevel emisa. That's the case. It was a bir yud, but it was a wide bir. A wide bir, when it gets very wide, so the width of the bir makes the hevel in the bir not so potent. It becomes diluted with air. The air comes in. It's a wide bir. It's a wide pesach. So the first bir, even though it was a bir yud, but since it was very wide, so the hevel shebeseicha bir was only capable of being masik, not being mamis. And the second one, by being sayed vekayed, by closing up the sides of the bir, making it a smaller width, by being mekatsa the width of the bir, he made it a bir shehemis. So it's gewaldic. That's the Rabbanon. The first one had a bir hamazik, and by shortening the width, he made it a bir shemaimis. Everything goes according to the Rabbanon. Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says no. If the first one made a bir yud, and the second one made a bir chav, afilo Rabbanon made it. Dechiksiv miyut, that miyut, echad veloishnayim. Achayfa b'teskziv. There, it's speaking about the first one made a achayfa b'tesk. The lekel l'chiyuvim min v'amesi eloi. We can only, the lekel l'chiyuvim min v'amesi, you can't be mechayv the first one. The maskona de milsim min v'amesi eloi nafkelon. Do the ovet shemisim mechayv. So that, the Gilu Yakroi is the one who created Asher Misa. He's the one that's responsible. He's the Echot. Not both of them. Yikula Milsa Lamitzina Lameil Vnei Vikakola Chedarava Osa. So we have Echot Veloishnayim and the one who made the Asher Misa. Here it's speaking about Shloi Hoya Bohevo Lamisa. Shahoysa Rechova Harbe. Was very wide. Mishmachi Potter Apenezikin. So that's why, if the second one was shortened the width, so Memele he made it a bir sheyomis. Mishmachi Potter Apenezikin. Kidomar kenamrin in ish echad v'leishnayim. So it's equivalent, it's the same thing. The first one made a bir sheroi lahazik, the hevloi, since it was a wide bir. The second one made a bir that could be mamis. So hovo rabon. What does Taisvah say, shloi by hevel amisa, shayaroch by yaiser me omkai? Taisa says the dimensions. If the Reichev is more than the Oimek, so then, even though it's a Ber Yud, the Hevel is not capable of being Mamis. Mikedamri. So this is a Mahalach of Rav Zvid, that Rav Zvid is saying, that Hova Ho Rabbon. Ikedamri, Omar Rav Zvid, Hova Ho Rebbe. No, I'll tell you a different Mahalach. Hova Ho Rebbe. Both are going according to Rebbe. So Rashi, Deilo Rabbonon, ki heichi de potri choifer tes minizokim, potri nami hoche lekamoi. So now we're going back to the first mahalach of the Makshin, or the first Tatsun Horebi vo Rabbonon, like the Teres Chaim said, that the Ovdi Misa is not a sibe, it's a simen. That means the Misa, which is now existent in the Boer, it's a double X, Hebel. The Misa which occurred is through the second one. So according to the Rabbanon, he's Chayiv on the whole thing. So it has to be Hova Ho Rebbe. Both of them are going according to Rebbe. That what it says, a person made a bir yud. And then the second one made a bir chov. Kulan chayom, so it's very good. Everyone is chay because that's what Rebbe holds. Rebbe holds if both had both created Nezikin, so they're both amishtatav in the Tashlumim. So both created me, so both also amishtatav in the Tashlumim. Oh, diktoni achrein chayiv, only the achrein, ki goin shaloi hoya by heva loyla misa, but loyla nizokin. We're speaking about that there wasn't heva loyla misa, it was so wide, that there was no heva at all, that could definitely be mazik. So lemaisa, the first one made a tremendous boil, which was not capable of being mazik at all with heva. So there it says, the Achen is Chayiv. The first one made a boil, that even though it was a tremendous boil, it was not able of being mazik at all. Not mazik and not being, not maimis. And the second one made it a boil, she mazik or maimis. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that that's true. I mean, but without the first one, the second one couldn't do anything. That means the whole basis of the Hezek is Lamaise through the first one. And the first one made a boil, so he could go, being Sayyid, he could make it now. But we zichen need the mice of the first one in order that the second one could be, make it a mazik into a maimis. Afal pike, ain't a chanami, but the chiddush is. But since he's the one that made it into a mazik and a maimis, he's chay. Zogt Rashi, Hova ho Rebbe, Dilo Rabbonam, Ki heichi de potri chayfet as mizikin potri nami ocha le kamoi, such a case. Ki goin shlei hoye boi, hevel loy la misa ve loy la nizok. Milka chishin potri, ah, ve nizokin. Now all of a sudden Rashi has a problem. You have a big boil, so in hevel I understand that it didn't have hevel to be maimis, to be mazik, or what's with Chabad? So Rashi says, "Vali b'derav doma lahavloi lachavote." Vali b'derav yitzrushnu yishlo hoye by hevel afel nezikin. Dilo hoye by hevel nezikin. Ava rishen shutef le nezikin al kaponim. And here it says, "Achen chay for everything." Ulishmul da omar af alachavote chay v'toyre mukila b'molei svugim b'bekaki. He says, "We have to say it." Speaking about there was no chabad. There was svugim. There were sponges that cushioned the impact of the fall. Then can chvat. Fine. Let's take a more weiter. Omar Rove. Hiniach even al pia boil. Vishlim ala asor. That means like this. There was a boil that was 9 tefachim deep. And now a person went and raised the rim of the boil over the karka level, so he made another tefach. Vishlima lasor. So now we have a boyresa. Bono lemachlokes Rebbe v'Rabbono. So now he made it. Now it's maimis. Now that it has 10 tefachim in it, it's maimis. So it's telling the machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbono, like Rebbe Yechayev for misa al kaponim, the second one, like Rabbono Yechayev for everything. See what Rashi says, Bono lemachlokes Rebbe v'Rabbono. L'Rabbonon, achen chayim, bein lezikim, bein lemisa. L'Rebbe, achen lemisa, achen shneim lenezokim. Fregt die Gemara, Pshita, so what are you telling me? The second one, by raising the wall of the boil, a tefach, he made it into a boil sheimis. So versteht sich, that's a machlokes Rebbe v'Rabbono. Achilik, if you dug it a tefach deeper, or if you raise the wall a tefach, lemaisi made it a bir yud. So the Moses says, Amir de Kolumbus, mal de taime, ne? Lematohu, if there was a bir of 9 tefachim, and he dug another tefach, the havel di deko kotalei, so then you know, the most concentrated hevel, which is maimis, the lower it is, the more concentrated the hevel is. So the hevel that is maimis is the bottom tefach. He made it a ber shehemis. So his hevel is maimis. So now we have, so he's chayiv. von Mise, is chai von der Socke. Aber le meila de loi havlo di deka kotel. But over here, his haisofe, by raising the wall of the boil, is only machshir that the bottom heaven will now be mamis. So, le meise, he never created the bottom. He's only mach, the mamis is the bottom heaven that the first chayfa made. He's only machshir that the bottom heaven cannot be mamis. So now, it's not so poshut to say that he's called the mamis. That's a meir de kechidish. So the chidish is, no, since he's machshir the misachilik, he's machshir, he made the bottom heaven be mamis, he made it into a boy of shahimis, and banu machloikis. Let's see what Rashi says. Pshita, mali hoisef lamata, mali hoisef lamala. He made it a burial. Someone says, not mad at him, Ben Rabbi Ben Rabbon and Achim Potter. The love Havlo did they cut like. His Hevel was not, did not kill. Zog to Gemara weiter.
Now I have a more the Kolomda she Gemara. Boy Rav. A more the Kishayla. Tom Tefach. Or Vesilek Avono. A more the Kishayla. According to the Rabbono. The Rabbanon hold, if there was a bear test, and then a person went and was chayf another tefach, he made it a bear shehemis, it's his bear, Rabbi, it's your bear. You're responsible for the nezikin, for the misa, you're responsible for everything. Klert rov amir de kishayla. A person went and he dug the 10th tefach, fine. And then someone gave him a pat on his back. Mazel tov, congratulations, you know. You know, chayim and the zekish, chayim and misa. You just got yourself into a blotter. Yeah, oifei. So he goes, right away he takes the dirt that he dug out, puts it back again. Innocent, I didn't do anything. And now, it's a boil test again. Or he went and he made a wall of a tefach around the boil. So again, that made it also a bayud. Then he got the same tap on the back that, you're fully responsible whatever happens. They took away the wall. Now it's kimikedem. It's like it was before he did what he did. Tom Tefach, if he stuffed up the last Tefach that he had dug, or Vesilek Avonov, Mal, Mi Amrinin, Mai the Ovat Shotli. Whatever he did, he rectified. He made it a Boyer Shal Tent for him. Now he's making it back the way it was before. Oidilman Nistalku Mai Sarishin Vekomale Kule Birshuse. But I said, no, you became a Bala Boyer already. You became a Bala by making it a Boyer Shemis. The whole thing is yours, lock, stock, and barrel. You're Chayman, you considered a Bala Boyer. You're considered a Bala Boyer. And if a Hezek happens, you also Chayman. The first one is Bala. You became a Bala Boyer. You acquired ownership through your Maise. So I feel you made it a Ois Boyer Shemis. But Le Maise, You the ownership you acquired already, and you're stuck with it. So l'chayre, the shayla of the Gemara is this ownership only in existence? Kol's man, he makes it a Ber Shehemis. So then, when you made it a Ber Shehemis, so then, you're responsible for whatever will occur. But if you're not making it a Ber Shehemis anymore, there's no sibit to make you a balabur. We only made you a balabur because, man, you made it a bur shamus. You made it a different type of a bur. That gives you responsibilities on the nezokin also. Or maybe not. The minute you made it a bur shamus, you acquired the responsibilities, and it's your bur already. So afilu, you're mesalik. What you had done till now, you'll still be chayv on the zokin. Zot Rashi, Tom Tefach, Achayfer Bertes, Ba'acher Hishlimer La'asore, B'choz Rachin V'sosam U'milei Ofo, Oisei Tefach Shehoisef, Tom Sosam, B'losh Narami, sitmon plishtem sa da tagm ses tmunin plishtoi. Mai da ova chokle, whatever he had done, which obligated him in tashlumi nezokin, he was mesalik, verishin chayiv benezokin, so now we're kimikedem, or komalai birshusei, upshat is, it became his already, vavalei hashte ber tisha ta'achain, it's a ber tisha ta'achain, it became his already, v'chayiv miya benezokin, and he'll be chayiv benezokin. Let's just say one more Gemara. Oma Rabbi Barbachona Oma Shmuel Barmarte. Ber Shmoino Umehen Shnei Tvochim Mayim. Amor Dike Chiddush. You have an 8 Tefach Ber, and 2 of these 8 Tvochim are with water. Chayev. So, if a behemoth dies in this boyer, yechayev. My time, he says a formula. Kol tefach demaye kitrei diyaboshe domi. That means in hevel, the water, hevel is maimis. We're talking about hevel, that's maimis. So if you have 2 tvachim of water, they can contribute of 4 tfachim of depth. It's equivalent to 4 tfachim of depth. So just like if there be 10 tfachim, so the hevel, take a certain machine that measures the hevel. You just measure the hevel. The hevel that's existing in the boil now is equivalent to a 10 tefach tike boil. It's a formula. 2 tfachim of mayim are equivalent to 4 tfachim of dry cock. So now, the Torah Chaim says like this, but it's very interesting. Rabbi Bar Bachone said this formula in an interesting case. 8, the boyer is 8 tvachim deep, and there's 2 tvachim of maya. Now what will be if it's 9 and 1 tefach, 7 and 3 tvachim? Did he mean that this formula only works by 8 and 2. That's how it works. There's different cheshbainus also. 8 and 2, this formula works. 9 and 1, 7 and 3, could be it doesn't work. Or could be, he's telling us the formula by 8 and 2, and Amaskul Yavin, so 7 and 3, 9 and 2. 9 and 1 will also be the same thing. That's the shayla of the Gemara. Iboilu, boil tisha mehen tefach echod mai, mal. Me amrinen kiven the loinofish maya, since there's not so much water to create hevel, less behavlo. So this is not equivalent to we add on another tefach. I do me kiven the ovik tvei, if I get this is more than, you have already another tefach oimek, is behavlo. So it does have hevel, because he's telling us the 8 and 2. 8 is less hevel, so he's telling us 2 could be meisiv. 9 and 1, avada gevissa could be meisiv. Or maybe not. Maybe 1 can create enough hevel. Boir shiva mehen shleisha tvochim mal, mayim mal. Mi emrini kivin the nefishim mayim, 3 tvochim is behavel, that's zicher. Verkehrt, 3 tvochim of mayim can zicher create a hevel of the equivalent to 3 tvachim of karke. I dilme given the leomke less by havla take. So we really don't know this formula that Rabbi Baba Chone told us. If it's only by 8 and 2 of these 8 are mole mayim, or does it apply also by the other cases? Zut Rashi, Maya Moisef Havlo.